our next topic here in topics related to Evan HaEzer. We discussed Yichud, we discussed Negiya, and now we're going to discuss Kol Isha today. Kol Isha will be today's topic, and then we'll see as we go along. So the sugya of Kol Isha has sources already in the Tanaim, in the Poskim, and in the modern Tshuvas. There is what to talk about. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachas and Daf Chav Dalet, source number one, Amar Reb Yitzchak. The Gemara has a whole list, four items. Tefach be'isha erva. A tefach of an isha is called, there's more, if anybody needs more, Mar Makomos, there are here. Tefach be'isha erva. A tefach an isha is an erva. So what does that mean? Which tefach? Each isha is more than one tefach. So which tefach? So loma ilay melesta kule bav amrav sheshes lomanata chazut dashid misha bachutz and dashid bivefnim. The jewelry on the external part of the woman and in the private places they're compared. You're not allowed to look at any spot on a woman that is illegal to look at, so to speak. Not halacha to look at. Doesn't have to be what only a tefach amount. Even less than a tefach. Ella, what it means beishto ulakriyishma. Okay, it means for Ishto, even one's wife. For Kriyashma, there's a halacha tefach b'isha erva, not for us now, different parts of the body that are supposed to be covered. Amar Rav Chisda, shok b'isha erva. Rav Chisda says, shok. What is shok? That is a huge machlokas aposkim. What is shok b'isha erva? Does shok mean, one opinion is the entire leg all the way down to the ankle? Even the bottom part of the leg? Most assume that that is not. There's some that say that, but most assume that it is through the knee, coming from the top. Through the knee is shok. Beyond that is minog, depending on different things. But shok isha erva, the upper part of the thigh, the upper part of the leg of the isha is erva. Amar Shmuel, kol bi isha erva. That's the one for today. Kol bi isha erva. The kol of an isha has the status of erva, meaning it's something usur for a man to be connected to in some way. Interesting what the pasuk is. Ki kolecha revu marech naveh. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. You have a beautiful voice. Shir Hashirim is all a love story between a man and a woman, a mashal for the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So there it talks about that the man says, oh, you have a beautiful voice. Ah, that's the source for kol b'isha erva. We'll talk about soon what level of chiyuv that is, what level of halacha. Amar Rav Sheshes, seir b'isha erva. That, by the Shem, will be the next topic. Right, seir b'isha erva, seir of an isha, the halacha of a married woman's hair being covered, shedemar sareka eder ha'izim. We'll get back to that. Okay, so what does this mean? Kol b'isha erva, the voice of a woman is an erva. Rashi tells us right there on the spot, kolech arev, by the fact that the lover says, you need more? He has more? Takes it to the other side. The fact that the man says that, kidim shabeach lakra b'gava, by the fact that the pasuk describes a man being excited about a woman's voice, shmamina taivahi. So that shows that there's taiva there. There is a desire there. It's interesting that Rashi doesn't just say, and the Gemara doesn't just say, it's reality. It's something out there. We bring a raya from a pasuk. That happens a number of times in Shas. When there's something that seems to be reality, just look outside, but we'd rather bring a pasuk if we can. So that's one Gemara, kol b'isha erva. The Gemara in Sota. Sota also, at the end of Sota, also relates to this topic. And these are the two explicit sources in Shas about this topic. Amar of Yosef, the second to last daf in Sota, Zamri Gavri V'ani Nashi, if men and women are singing in responsive terms, the men are singing and the women are answering, Pritzusa, that's terrible. Pritzusa, that's breaking the rules. Zamri Nashi V'ani Gavri, but if it's the opposite, the woman is singing and the men are focusing on their voices and answering responsively, Ke'esh ben Aris, that's even worse. That's like fire, you know, burning up flax. It's even worse. Why? Because there, if the men are answering the women, so then the men have to focus on the women's voices. If the women are answering the men, it's inappropriate, but it is pritzus, but it is not as bad. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? They're both bad. L'vtulei ha-mekamiha. If you could only get rid of one of them, which you get rid of? Sometimes, no, there's a lesser of two evils. A rabbi goes into a community and there are four things that he needs to do. So if he does it all the first day, then he'll be out of a job. So he has to figure out what is the worst of the evils here, and I have to go step by step. I have to go step by step. Sometimes it can take, I know one rabbi, he was telling me it took him 15 years to do something which might seem simple. Mm-hmm. But to change certain Now, to change certain behaviors is not so simple. But either way, that's the Gemara. Rashi says there on in Sota Daf Memches, why is it worse when the man is responding to the women? Lafisha ha'one mata ozno. L'shmoa samizamer. The one who responds, has to turn his ear to focus, to listen to the singer. And the men, therefore, would be focusing on the women's voices. V'kol b'isha erva. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Brachas. And his yetzer is ignited, ke'esh b'na'ores, like fire in flax. Aval zamri gavri ve'inyan nashi k'sas pritzos yesh. Yes, it's bad to call b'isha erva. Ve'ino maver yetzer kol kach. It's not as much of a focus if the men are not focusing on the women's voices, but they're just focusing on their own singing and the women they happen to hear. So this is the source. So when does the halacha apply? So there is a minority of Rishonim that if you just look in those Rishonim, you might say, well, maybe it's limited to where you really have to have kavana. For example, Kriya Shema. Some Rishonim, if you look in the Ritva, there are Maseches Brachas, Kol B'Isha Erva, Pirish L'Kriya Shema. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Kriya Shema, if you only open up an Aruch Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, in Hilchas Kriya Shema. Then when you say Kriya Shema, you have to make sure not to hear women's voices. Skip for a moment to the Shulchan Aruch on the bottom, source number 8, top of the back page, top of the first page. Yesh lizar mishmias kol zamar isha b'shas Kriya Shema. Afilu ishto. Even if even his wife, right? Kol b'isha. Have a kol ragoba. We'll get back to that. Kol ragoba. But that's, it definitely applies to Kriya Shema. But it's clear from the Rishonim and the Poskin that this is not a din in Kriya Shema only. Maybe Kriya Shema has a double whammy. It's Aser and you're not having Kavanah for Kriya Shema, which at least one has to make sure to have. But the Rosh on the Gemara and the Rambam and the Poskin quote that this is a halacha always. Says the Rosh on that Gemara, Amar Shmuel Kol B'Isha Erva Shebeki Kolecha Reif Pirish Lishmoa. Below Lenin Kriya Shema. Lishmoa, to hear, is a problem. Right, unlike the first line of the Gemara that spoke about Tefach Misha Erva beating Kriya Shema, but when it comes to Kol, it is Lishmoa. And that's what the Rambam says. Right, we saw this Rambam last week. Right, part of the appropriate behaviors between genders includes many activities, including Kalisha. Right, that same halacha, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis of the Rambam in Isuri Bia. Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Aleph was last week's discussion of Nigia lo siku vilagala serva. Halacha Beis is in source number 7. Hose davar mechukos elu ariu chasher la rayat. If somebody is always involved in these activities, then he is suspect that he is not a tsanua person in this area. Vas adam likros biyadov oberaglov alurbos be'enav. Person is not allowed to make inappropriate gestures with one's hands and legs and eyes. Lachad ben arayos ol eschokim ol hakel rosh. Any inappropriate behaviors, afilo hariach besamim, to smell her perfume, ola habit biafya aser, or to look at a woman not for tachlis purposes, but stop for hana purposes. That's not allowed. Again, the Gemara says a kiddushin that you're not allowed to get married unless you saw your wife, right? That's b'hapla recha kamocha. You don't want to like end up in a relationship but again, that's for in a specific context. But the last line of the Rambam, Mafilu Lishmoa Kola Erva Oliro Saira Usser. Even, because you might not think, you ask the average person on the street, come on. Looking at a woman's body parts, fine, I understand that. But to hear her voice, to look at her hair when she's married, that's the Afilu. Halacha defines this as Erva. Afilu Lishmoa Kola Erva Oliro Saira Usser. And that, you're right, in Arachayim, it's quoted in Ilchas Kriya Shema, but in Evan Ezer, it's quoted in general. And Evan Ezer and Simon Chafalov, which is the appropriate behavior simon between husbands and men and women, that's where it is quoted. Even though the language of the Gemara is kol isha, we assume that it doesn't mean any kol of an isha. As we just saw the Rama on the top line, the Rama says, kol harago ba eno erva. It's not her voice, it's her singing voice. It's her singing voice. And even though there's a Gemara that seems to say otherwise, Gemara Kiddushin Daf Ayin, one of the Amoraim says to Rav Nachman, Nishat Elei Mar Shlomo Yalsa, please, best regards to Yalsa. That was his wife. That was Rav Nachman's wife. So he says, best regards to Yalsa. Amalei says, I'm not, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Kol B'Isha Erva. Saul shyly wasn't giving, he wasn't hearing the voice, was she going to answer back to him? But either way, sounds like from there, you know, just the voice, not the singing voice. So the Rashba discusses it there in source number 12, but we paskin that just the voice is not a problem. There is no isser at all of hearing a woman's voice, talking to a woman, and again, one has to make sure that in certain contexts, one has to not have a chumra dasla dekula. Somebody's going to say, I'm not even going to look at a woman, I'm not even going to talk to a woman. If somebody's out in the world and somebody's talking to you and you're not looking at them, so then it could be a chilul Hashem, which is much more serious than, again, you have to know based on context and everything has to be done appropriately. But again, if we're out there in the world, one has to know what exactly is appropriate behavior following halacha and being mekadesh shem shamayim. Okay. What level of isser is this? What level of isser is this? So Rav Avadya, meaning it's based on a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. So is it an isser d'rabbanan? Is it a halacha d'rabbanan? Halacha d'araisa? We're going to see next week, by the Hashem, Seir B'Isha Erva. It's based on Psukim by the Parsha of Sota. Those are halachas that seem to be d'araisa. But here, it's based on Shir Hashirim. So Rav Avadya says, fascinating discussions. He says, well, maybe it's dependent. He says, this is his first point. Maybe it's dependent on the machlokes, whether suffik d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan. Because this is a suffik. What's the suffik? Suffik hirhur. Maybe it'll lead to thoughts. Maybe it won't lead to thoughts. So if it's a d'rabanan, suffik d'rabanan l'kula. If you have cases of suffik. If it's a daraisa, if he holds up a daraisa l'chumra, it's daraisa. So that's what he says at first. Maybe it depends on that discussion, which is not our issue now. Machlokas, Rambam, and Rashba, whether suffik daraisa l'chumra is itself a din daraisa or not. But that's how he starts off. He says, L'chora, hayinira litlos davarzeh, b'machlokas rishonim, yisavik daraisa l'chumra, have been a Torah midirabanan. Here, Rabbi Yisur min Torah. You can't be maharher. But here it's a suffik about being maharher. So if it's a suffix, maybe it's a suffix about Yerud, all right. But then he says, I don't think that's what it's really totally on. One might say, because once Chazal say it's Asur, it doesn't matter if it's going to lead to hear her or not. You know, the halacha is the halacha, as we'll see soon. So then he says, maybe it's totally on the machlokas we had last week. Kiruv la'arayas, Rambam. Right, the Rambam that says, Negiya is daraisa. So maybe he would say that Kalisha is also Daraisa. It's also Kiruv. If somebody holds, the Ramban holds that it's Nigi is Darabanan, Kiruv is Darabanan. So maybe that's what he would say also. That's what he says in the middle of the next page. Line 22. Darabam l'shitase. The sphere of the mitzvahs, a mechabek, a menashek, logam in a Torah. O sikruv ulegal aserva. O lachin yesh lahachbir, b'marav areyach labim in a Torah. El shein lokin, l'das Ramban, maybe not that it's Darabanan. Okay. He quotes this. But either way, daraisa d'rabanan, whatever the maskan is, there might be certain flexibilities if it's d'rabanan, but it is a bona fide halacha which we all need to follow. And Rav Avadya adds, now turning over, source 15. This is all one the same tshuva. We mentioned this last week, but it has to be mentioned each time. Va'al yikracha libcha lomar, and don't let your heart take you to say, dahashta chashivi kiregilim b'kol nashim bein lachash lehir her. Come on. We all hear women's voices singing all the time. You know, we grew up with it. You're outside. You hear voices. So Rav Avadya says, lest someone say that. So halacha doesn't change. Halacha doesn't change. Ke'ein mashakazav harach l'ragil b'kol moter v'cholu she'ein lanu lomar dvaram elu midaitenu kol she'einim afersh b'shasu poskim. If there's no flexibility in the shas and the poskim, he is a posek. But if there's no flexibility, says Rav Avadya, we don't have the power to change that, especially since it might be midaraisa, right? We don't go based on the reason, and therefore we make sure that we follow the halacha, and nothing changes just because one might say that it's common today. We'll talk next week. Just to get ahead a little bit, there is a misquoted Aruch HaShulchan. Some people misquote the Aruch HaShulchan and say, we'll see it inside next week, women, married women don't have to cover their hair because nobody covers their hair anyway. So that's a misquote. The Aruch HaShulchan screams. and says it's terrible, it's not. What changes? Okay, we'll get to it, about in terms of saying Kriyat Shema in front of it. But the halacha, basically, the Ikar Adin is the halacha, and that's what Rav Avadia says, that we don't make any differences whether it is something that, you know, we are used to or not. The Mishnah Berurah notes, this is the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, that's where Kol Isha comes up. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Source 16, Zamar Isha Afilu Pnuya. Right, Afilu Pnuya, and then he continues, the Kol Zamar Pnuya Nachris Yigamke B'chal Erva. Doesn't matter, Jewish, non-Jewish. Jewish, non-Jewish. V'asa L'shmoa Ben Kohen Ben Yisrael. V'kom Akum Umhu Bederech Ben Ha'akum. But the Mishnah Berurah does add, what if it's impossible? You're on a bus and they're playing a song. You have to get off the bus and hope that the next bus has a man singing. Right, you can't go to the dentist's office if you know they're going to have like music in the background. So says Mishnah Berurah, no, you're an anus. If you're an anus, who anus yef shalom limchos kiva de lamatzinu demikri erva midaraisa mutter likros uvavarech, then you might be able to. You're anus. It's not mamish gili arayis that it's automatic. So therefore, you would be able to stay there and just, you know, try not to focus on it. Kiva de lamatzinu demikri erva daraisa mutter. And also, even to say Kriyat Shema, make brachas. Dim lo kein. If you don't say this, if you say that every time you hear a woman sing, you can't daven, you can't make brachas. So what if you're on the subway, you're on the bus, and Siman Kriyat Shema is running out? Well, you're not going to say it. Kivan shanu shruyim bein ha'akum nizbatel mitar v'tfila. Val zeh nemar islasol l'Hashem efer torasecha. So mutter, but yis amitz libo l'chavin l'kedusha shu oseik v'lo yitin libo l'kal hazamar. Just focus. Try to focus, even if it's a little more challenging to focus. And again, as we said up above, a person personally, Rav Avadia says, maybe we could say, oh, today things have changed. No, but the poskim also say, personally, nobody could say, well, I'm used to it. You know, I'm used to it. This is what I've had all my life, or whatever it is. I'm used to it. I'm out in the world, right? We do not say that by any of these halachas. You know, we follow the halacha. And we don't try to come up with chachmas. But that's the basic halacha. That's the basic halacha. So where does this come up l'maisa? Where does this come up l'maisa? If anybody's ever been involved in a youth group or in a camp, that's where the action is. Shirei Kodesh. Shirei Kodesh. There was a landmark tshuva written by the Sri Deish. The Sri Deish, you have it in Source 22. Rav Weinberg, where he was asked, in Germany, they had a youth group called Yeshurun, but you could plug it in, NCSY, or Camp Blank, or whatever it is, youth group, where boys and girls come together, and Shalashudis, Ebbing, whatever it's called, and, singing together. So is that an issue? Kalisha, what about the Shabbos table? Right at the Shabbos table. You know, if you're at a couple of, you're at a Shabbos table and somebody invited you over for Shabbos, I hope, El Hashem, that sometime soon you'll be able to go somewhere for Shabbos. And, you know, so what do? You have to, like, stand there like this. Right? You have to, I'm going to go bring in some dishes now. You know, I'm going to be very helpful. So what do you do in those? So what's there to talk about? So the Sri Deish discusses. I gave you most of the tshuva. Said the Sri Deish, Source 22. Mikol makom kishenis alti alze mimenala yeshurun horesi lahem sheyamshichu es puulasam al pi aderach sheisvulam gedolei Ashkenaz shoy tzadikim gedolim v'kol kavanasam haisel l'shem shemayim. Why do they have youth groups and they have singing, boys and girls singing? They have them to save them. They have them to give them a Jewish identity. What was going on in Europe in the beginning of the 20th century? End of the 1800s, right? Not everything was perfect. Again, Rahman al-Islam, it wasn't the level of assimilation as in America today, but there was. And it was all lahatzilas hanoar, to save the youth. Me sakanas hatmiyashis pashtab ashkenaz bimeim. In Germany, before the war, the Ayidei Kain, Itzilu Kamen Afashas Mi Yisrael, through these Kiruv organizations, they saved many souls. They Tzlichu L'Karvim L'Tar L'Yer Shemayim. The Gedole Ashkenaz, we'll see who these are in a minute. Hayu Bekinu Mumchin, B'Chachma Zachinuch. The great rabbis of Ashkenaz of Germany were experts in education. B'Chachma Zachinuch. L'Chein Tzlichu Maseim, and that's why They succeeded in their actions. Lahakim Dorash Shlemim Shabali Yeret Shemayim Vaskala Chilonis Keechad. They were Bali Yeret Shemayim with secular study knowledge. Mashalo Alabi De Gaone Gedole Lita U Poland. Right, in Lita, in Lithuania, and Poland, they didn't have such Jews who were educated, who were going to university. Rav Soloveitchik went to Berlin to go to university. Lithuania and Hungary and all of those other places, it was more, you know, more of the Hasidic world is there, the Polish world, and they weren't used to, you know, modern-looking and interested Jews. How do you deal with them? So they had different approaches. V'yadua masha siper going to Yisrael Salanter. And he quotes a great line of Yisrael Salanter. B'shuva me'ashkenaz, when he came back from Ashkenaz. V'sham nizdam sham ha'gon, Rav Ezuel Hildesheimer, one of the Gedolim of the time in Germany. V'ro, so marza shirim b'tanach v'shulchan arach, l'fnei nashim siros v'psulos. Rav Yisrael Salanter, saw Rav Hildesheimer giving shir to single girls. In Tanach, in Shulchan Aruch. V'karmar, and he said, if somebody in Lithuania or Poland started doing that, they would be fired right away. Well, what is this? This is not what we do here. Public lectures for women? And that's appropriate in their places. But Rabbi Sol Salanter said, halavai shechelki began Eden in Rav Hildesheimer. But I want to sit next to Rav Hildesheimer in Gan Eden, because here they need it. And here it's appropriate. And here, this is what is going to inspire them. And as he explains, so now he gets into the action. Vine Rabbani Poland, Vungarin, Poland and Hungary, they see what's going on in Ashkenaz and in Eastern Europe, Western Europe, well, compared to where they are, or Northern, right? So they see that what's going on there? It's modern. Chadash Asum in a Torah. Famous line of the Chassam Sofer, anything new is usher, and how can you do this? It's negative everything. Ulam says Rav Sridesh, they don't know the Mitzias. They don't know what's going on in France. They don't know what's going on in Germany. You can't paskin for Germany and France when you're sitting there in Hungary and in Lithuania. You don't see what the Jews here need. So a very important yesod. I like to quote the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Miraditshav. I think it's Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, but I think it's earlier. The Magen Meisharim quotes this. I'm sorry, it's the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak and the Mabit. They say, it's quoted in the Ema Banim Smecha, quotes that we know we have Teiku a few times in the Gemara. Teiku. I once saw a book called Teiku, and inside it's had all the Teikus in the Gemara. And on the front page it said, when Eliyahu Navi comes, well, we're going to have to like look through the Gemara to see what all the Teiku questions are. So I made a book of all the Teikus, so you can just like go with that book to Eliyahu Navi and ask him all the questions. But some say Teiku stands for Tishbi Taris Kushis Vabayis. Eliyahu Navi is going to answer all of our questions. Why is it Tishbi Teiku and not Meku? Moshe Taris. Is it Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest Rebbe? Why Dafke Eliyahu Navi? Why Eliyahu Navi? Moshe Rabbeinu, Meku. Moshe Yataritz. So the Mabit explains, and the Kedushas Levi explains, Moshe died. He was great, but he died. He lived to 120. Eliyahu Navi never died. Eliyahu Navi is Chai V'Kayim, and every once in a while he comes down to join us. Eliyahu Navi is in our world. You can only paskin and interpret halacha for the generation if you're there, if you're living there, if you're part of the generation. Eliyahu Navi is part of our generation. Moshe can't paskin on cars. Eliyahu Navi can paskin on everything. So Eliyadavka Tishbi Ataritz. That's what he's saying. You have to be in the country to see what's going on. And he quotes, you know, all of the hisbolulus and intermarriage and assimilation that's happening. And then he describes. Now he describes. Turning the page, he describes our issue. Turn the page to page. What is this? Six. Page six. On the top. And again, any of you who have done any Kiruv organization, any NCSY, any camp, you know, could identify with this. Etzim ha'is abdus shal banim u'banos tachas degel ha'Torah. The fact that these boys and girls identify themselves with a certain organization, a Jewish organization, that itself is already half the battle. That already is huge. The fact that they identify with the, whatever it is, degel ha'Torah v'mesorah, mahavekoa gadol shal chizuk v'idud, it gives great encouragement. La ruach hanoar, shu nasan tachas hashpa, bilti poseches, So Beit HaSefer HaNachri, they're totally influenced by non-Jewish the public schools, Vasviva Goyis, and the non-Jewish environments, Hagorim Kari L'Matzav HaMatziv, and the Iker source for feeling so bad and leaving, he says, Lefidaiti, Regesh HaBedidus, the feeling of loneliness. I don't fit in. I'm not connected. I don't, I don't feel connected. I'm going to feel connected more. There's more non-Jews in the world. There's more of that culture in the world. So I feel more connected to that. So they feel alone. So if you could give them a feeling of belonging, a feeling that it's good. They don't feel connected to their parents. They don't feel connected to their rabbi. They don't feel connected. Right? It's not cool. It's just not their old school. Right? Hatsira Yudik Shumagil Gilboger Margish Azo Bodid Bolamba. What am I doing here? It doesn't talk to me, this religion. And that's why these organizations started. Lefika Hani Makadim, line 14. Besimcho Vibrachas Ergon Yeshurichu, Omevin Nilcha Milchemes Mogain, Leruch Yisrael Tarasso. Kodem Kalu Magarish the Beditus Anafshis. It gets away. This is important for the Kalisha. That's why we're just doing the whole background. He says it pushes away any spiritual loneliness. Veruach Hayeyush. Varifion Shalatziro Tzira. Kilo Aman Liyisrael Adan Yeshnu Betochenu Tzir Mitziro Shomer Torah Mitzvos. They see their Madrichim. They see, oh, you could be Jewish and cool. Right? You could be with it and be into Torah and Mitzvos. And they're Mo'odei Zedze Beruach Umzarzim Zedze V'chulu. And therefore, he says, Gama Caroline 20. Nishmeres b'mizger shal tzias yehudit, and also it's run halachically, it's run api halacha. V'chein tiulim b'shashuim, they have trips and they have games. Hakir matznuim yishkoach b'shicha gadol, they make it fun and it creates an avira sviva that is beautiful and Jewish, and this is something that I totally support. So now he gets into the kalisha issue, line 26. Lefi tiur, quote, as you explained it, Yoshvim abanim abanos b'cheder echad. The boys and the girls sit in one room. Avaleinim Yoshvim asafsel echad echad. They're not sitting on the same bench. El shem sharim shirei kodesh, Tanakh, Zmira Shabbos b'yachad, Machane kayetz, Machane charef, a winter camp, a summer camp. Right? They sleep separately. They have bunks, but they have shiurim and they have songs, and the madrichim are there. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? So says the Sri Deish. He says, first of all, the Kazva Mechitza is only in shul. Okay, not for now. But then he says on the next page, okay, I'm not going to read everything. He says, V'yishavti lehem bo'i l'Berlin. And Osvav on the next page. When I got to Berlin, I saw Reisi b'batei acharedim mizamrim anashim anashim yachaz miris kodesh b'shabes. I saw everybody singing together, the boys, the girls, the men, the women. Vish tamamti. I'm like, what's going on here? Kol b'isha erva. And they told me, the previous rabbis said it was okay. Previous rabbis. Rav Shamshon Frohl Hirsch and Rav Hildesheimer. Those are pretty big guns. Right? Major leaguers. So he says, I checked. Line 18. Rav Hildesheimer and Rav Hirsch. He tirus miris kodesh lezamer yachad. Mishum trekalu lo mishtami. Right? When there's a lot of voices together, you might not hear. You don't identify. Inch shash isser. And he continues and he continues and he says it's not only based on that. Because there's a Gemara that says if you're two shofars together, you are Yotzei, because if it's Chaviv to you, then you make sure to hear it. So maybe since this is Chaviv, you'll make sure to hear it. They just might mean a lot together, not just two. But he says afterwards, he says, which is the Yisod, if the whole purpose of the singing is to inspire, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not, we're not talking about eating treif. You know, if I feed them treif, then I'll get them to, keep shot. We're talking about a halacha, which is daraisa, darabana, but it's all about hirur. It's all about hirur, as we'll talk about soon. Lekula and lechumra. So here, if the whole context is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're singing Yizmiros, you're singing Shirei Kodesh, he says, that is not a problem. That is not a problem. And he quotes Ezra, Yeshurun. So again, so you might say, okay, what if it's not in that context now? What if it's just fun? Fun, you're in a camp, everybody's from. So I would say, you know what, you never know what keeps people together, what keeps people in the fold. You know, and if this is part of, again, there are, I would say, put it together with the Zmiros Kodesh and the Trei Kol Elo Mishtami. You know, solos and two people singing. I remember Rabbi Neuberger in Camp Masar, he had, the minimum was that boys and girls, they boy, girls sing. 19 girls, I think, was his minimum. I'm not sure exactly where the number came from, but a lot of girls, meaning no solos. But it was boy girl sing, but the girls had better voices. Even though the boys had solos, the boys would be the girls would be better. It was a whole, discussion. Anyways, even though the girls couldn't have less people singing, but either way, that's so it's based on A, there's a tzarech, B, it's Shirei Kodesh, Three, it's a lot of people singing. So putting that together, Rev Weinberg is matir. Again, is this heter appropriate in every circle of every type of every circle of Judaism? No. Depending, you know, which world one is in. If somebody's in certain worlds, this would be unheard of, and it would be inappropriate. But in other worlds, this is part of keeping people strong in their Yiddishkeit, and as long as the kavanas are l'shem shamayim, it will be okay. I would say the same thing with Zmiros. If there's only one girl singing, that's a little tricky. But again, if it's a whole family singing, you know, I think the girls there probably shouldn't be the loudest. They should recognize, you know, just singing along. But you know, I don't think with the whole group of singing, a whole group of people singing, so then you know, it would be okay. Yeah.
Is it by like special needs?
In what? Like in there's definitely a lot of room to be made. Or what? Like a hask? Hask, yachad. There's. You do what you need there. Do what you need. That's not, like we said last week, it's not even negiah. Negiah is not a chiba. Again, you have to try to be appropriate and just think ahead, you know. But yeah, there could be flexibility. There is, just a quote, a source also in the Mishnah in Megillah. They talk about, related to this topic, of Shirei Kodesh. The Mishnah Megillah says about a woman getting an aliyah. So the Gemara talks about, because of Kavod HaTzibur, whatever that means. But what's important for us now is the Gemara doesn't say Kalisha. So you might say, well, you just say the bracha, you don't sing the bracha. You say the bracha, but in the olden days, they used to lane. So it's like the whole aliyah. So unless you say that it's not ma'akev, again, there's different ways to get out of that Gemara, but it's not a raya that Kalisha isn't a halacha. That's but he discusses that in that shuva. Okay, let's talk about some other lemaisa issues that come up. The Tzitz Eliezer discusses in source 27. What about recorded music? Shakol hu idea radio. Is there any heter for the radio? Or for a record. It says, Tzitz Eliezer himself gives a surprising tshuva. He says, well, it's not the actual voice, just like, you know, you can't be Yotzei Mitzvah through the radio, and you're not supposed to hear Avdallah through the radio, v'chulu. So he says maybe it's, the electronical waves, you know, are changed, so he finds tzadim l'hakel there. Generally, the poskim do not accept that kula. When it comes to like a mitzvah, okay, you have to hear the actual voice. You have to hear the shofar. You have to hear the person talking. But here it's about hearer. So if it's about hearer and about hearing the woman's voice, if it sounds like the woman's voice, it's the woman's voice. And just because it's recorded does not mean that anything changes. And that's what Rabbi Bleich writes in the tshuva. Regarding to blowing the shofar on the bottom, the actual sound of the shofar must be heard. Or in Megillah, the actual voice must be heard. However, the female voice, it may be argued, has the status of erva because of its sexual provocative quality. The sole relevant question is whether or not this quality is any way mitigated by the projection over the airwaves. The Gemara in Brachas also talks about soa bashashas and erva bashashas. Right? If there's a glass, there's soa on the other side of the glass. Am I allowed to daven on this side of the glass? And it doesn't smell because on the other side of the glass. The Gemara says mutter because it's in a different place, halachically. What if this erva bashashas? If there's a woman not appropriate, not dressed appropriately on the other side. Oh, it's on the other side of glass. I'm okay. I could daven. No, what is the glass? Does it make a difference? That's about hearer. That's not about halachically a different makom. So the same thing here, lechora. The recording would still be a problem, and that's what most assume. The one tzad lahakel that makes it better. I don't want to say mutter, but that's how which make it better is, and this is what some bring up. Some say it doesn't make a difference. The Shevet Alevi, the Chalkas Yaakov, Rabbi Breish. Rav Avadia thinks it does make a difference if you don't know what the woman looks like. Not that you don't see the woman now, but you don't know what the woman looks like and you've never seen the woman. So maybe there, that's less here, that's too far removed. And he says, there are tzadin that one could say, fine, l'kula. It doesn't mean l'chanchila. Again, once you hear the woman, what she looks like once, then there's no more heter. But that's one side to mention. Yeah.
Is that docked by radio or even?
Well, I mean, if you're listening live but you don't see her,
yeah.
I would not be comfortable that way. This is, I would say, it's together. Yeah.
This seems to. Does this differ
whether she's the main vocal or like just the background.
If she's singing harmony?
Or not even like just like the radio or electronically, you can like have the main voice that's a lot louder.
Again, okay, if you don't hear it, you don't hear it. Again, if sometimes you like, some people like harmony. You know, so you have to know. There is a discussion, machlokas aposkim, in terms of a wife during the when she's a nida. That's a machlokas aposkim. I give you a couple of sources related to that. But just two other points to mention, and then I'll take any questions if you want. Number one is, what age does it start? What age does Kalisha start? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva on the back. Rav Moshe assumes, if it goes through different, when is their taiva starting, says Rav Moshe, the end, Yesh Lahatik, Shiyu, Abmezamros, Ketanos, Lo Yosem, Ibnos, Yira, Alef Shana. Right? 11 years old is okay, not Bar Mitzvah. That's Rav Moshe. Well, goes, Ibnos, Yira, Alef, if they're above 11, Af Shiyadu, Shalim, Lo Rodam, even if they, right, they weren't Ro Adam yet, I think Yesh Lahachmir, because many do. But either way, Rav Moshe says Bar Mitzvah. So this is different than the other sukkis we spoke about, Yichud or Negiyah, where she would start younger. But Kalisha assumes he starts now. I've been asked, about interesting question. What if there's a woman that's a singer? She likes to sing. Is she allowed to put a video on YouTube? Is that lifnei iver? Serious Shiloh. What if a woman that's a part of what she does and she wants to? So what if she puts a thing on the front for women only? Sometimes you get these. There are women choirs, and it says for women only. They make a recording of it. So again, is that lifnei iver? I would say it's to use the language of lifnei iver, chad iver denara, meaning people can do whatever they want on YouTube. You know, your one video singing Lashana Haba, is not going to make it or break it. You should write something. Let's say for as long as you can for women, for female listening. That would probably get the average non-Jew out there that sees that. Oh, female. No, even more. But I don't think it's a situation of lifnei iver in that regard. But again, you're doing it for a certain public and it's Shirei Kodesh and it's recorded. Again, there's a certain Southern Lahakel. But in general, one should there's other issues by music as well, which we didn't get into, and that is, general content issues that could be an even more serious issue than just the Kalisha issue. But again, one has to know. Music is a very powerful thing. We have to just use it properly and use it to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal had that in mind and they knew. And they knew exactly what the power of a voice. The power of a voice, and we should make sure that we follow what Chazal told us. So we discussed kol, we discussed touch, right? We discussed yichud proximity. Right, and next time we'll discuss hair. Seir B'Yisha. Yeah.
What about playing instruments?
Playing instruments is not a problem. Right, I was at a wedding a few weeks ago. I mean, with like six people there. But the violinist was female. Violinist was there. So again, it's not so common, but, she was female. Yeah.
In terms of family members?
Family members, it's okay. Mutter.
Like how distant?
Sisters, mother, daughter, granddaughter. Married sister? Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's the same as Sayer. I think it's the same as Sayer. Yeah.
What about like a kid's movie?
A kid's movie.
Like animated.
An animated. So are those real voices? Yeah, it depends how much. Frozen you're asking about. Frozen, right. Let's just put it out there. Right, Frozen. I never saw it. I know my kids like it, but yeah, I would say if it's just backgrounds and it's not really focused on, there is room. I'm sure people out there would say usher, but if you're just relaxing and you're watching something for the cartoon aspect, Shabbat, and it's not
songs are like a major part.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe it depends who. If the songs are a major part, but again, it's identifiable as women singing on it. It's a tricky one. If it's just a stop animation with the music is in the background.
The animation is not like covering elbows.
I know. Same, but it's a tricky one. That's a tricky one. Again, if somebody gets a lot of hana from the songs and from the singing and from the beautiful voices, then it's probably could be a problem. Yeah.
Like seeing the woman, you don't want enough to picture her like in that moment. Is there still any natural?
I don't know if we could be I don't know if we could be, have chilukim. You know, even if you don't think she's pretty. You know, I don't know. So it's an opera. Right? The fat lady at the end of the opera. Right? That's a phrase. I've never been to an opera, but they say until the fat lady sings, right? So the Kalisha's Kalisha, right, I would say. Broadway shows, you know, that's just, it's for women. It's not for us. Not for us. Okay? Shkoyach. We'll stop here.